But new folks who are coming to South Dakota to fill those jobs are running into a problem. A tight housing market is making it difficult for them to find a place to live. It isn't the government who should solve this problem. Instead, we need to find ways to help the free market step up and to solve this problem. So here's how we're going to accomplish that. Today, I'm announcing that $200 million investment from the state in workforce housing grants that will encompass $150 million of one-time state general funds. Those dollars will partner with $50 million in federal funds to be invested in sewer infrastructure tied to those workforce housing projects. Those dollars would be matched by local communities and developers to ensure that everyone works together in a partnership. A third of the money from the developers, a third from the cities and the area leaders, and a third from the state of South Dakota. This is $600 million in total investment in workforce housing.